Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the Holy Gospel has been read, and our theme this morning, which we see here in John chapter 15, abide in Jesus and live. Please be seated. Dearly beloved of Christ Jesus, it's that time of year again, time to get into the garden, time to get into the orchard, time to get into the fields. If you have a fruit tree, by now you can probably tell which branch will be producing fruit. If you have a raspberry or a raspberry or a blackberry or a grapevine, by now you will know which branch will be producing fruit. Therefore, you will know the branches that will need to be pruned or those branches that must be cut off. When you cut those branches off, you usually let them fall and maybe you drag them to a specific place. And eventually, as you heard in our text this morning, eventually you too will throw them into the fire. Today, Jesus tells us something very, very important for us as His children, as Christians. Abide in Jesus and live. Abide in Jesus that you may receive strength. Jesus begins this morning by saying, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does not prune, that does not bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. Dearest friends, you are the branches connected to the vine. And that vine is the genuine vine. This is the true vine, the original vine. It's Jesus. And the Father is the vine dresser. In the original language, in the Greek, He is the tiller. We see here that in the text, the Father isn't pruning or He isn't tilling the vine. He's pruning or tilling the branches. But we see that the vine is connected to the Father. The Father's love is flowing through the vine, and the love of the vine is flowing into you. This is an eternal love between Father and Son, an eternal love between vine and branches. His love for the vine, the Father's love for the vine, the love of His Son. Yes, it flows through the vine, and it is a love that will never cease. And that love will always be flowing unto you. It's the vine that provides for you. It's the vine that provides for you the branch. You need life. Jesus gives life. Without Jesus, there is no life. Now, of course, the life that we're speaking of is spiritual life. Just as the branches of your fruit tree or of your vines cannot live, if they don't live, they don't produce fruit. Therefore, without abiding in, without being connected to Jesus, there is no life in you. Without Jesus, my dear friends, you would be dead. Dead in your trespasses and sin. You would be the branch that would be cut off and eventually thrown into the fire. Therefore, today we see the importance of Kendall's baptism and the importance of your baptism. There at that font, you were grafted into the vine. There at that font, you were given life. You were given faith. And that life and that faith flows now into you. And because it does flow into you, you live. Since you have been grafted into Jesus, you now abide in Him. You are now connected to Him. Therefore, as Jesus says to His disciples, you are clean. You are clean because there at the font, you receive something that's very valuable to you. Here at this altar today, you receive something very valuable to you. You've already heard it pronounced to you in the absolution, the forgiveness of all your sins. Yes, the forgiveness of all your sins won for you by Jesus, by His suffering and by His death, here upon His cross. His forgiveness was given to you, especially to you. Kendall, it was personal. He personally gives you His forgiveness, and it's personal for each and every one of you. He has spoken this word, and His word is truth, and His word will abide forever. Yes, Jesus spoke the word. He spoke the word this morning. I forgive you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, He spoke the word there at the font. I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Today He speaks the word here at the altar. Take and eat. Take, drink, for the remission of all your sins. Did you hear that? For the remission of all your sins. You see, there is power in those words. There is power in those words because you are connected to the powerful one, to the genuine, unique vine that is Jesus. And flowing through Him is love and forgiveness and life eternal. Yet the text tells us this morning that the Father prunes. He prunes those branches. He prunes you and me so that we will produce more and more fruit. He prunes us, my friends, because it is His desire that we trust Him more and more, that we live our life connected, that we remain in, that we abide in the vine. But what is this pruning? What is this pruning process? This is something that each and every one of us has endured in this life. We know it as suffering. Each and every one of you has suffered in this life. You have suffered in the past. You are suffering today, and you will suffer in the future. And not only you, but me also. And also Kendall. Especially now that she has confirmed her faith in her Lord Jesus. And especially now that she will come and be connected to the vine and remain connected to the vine in receiving His body and blood. You see, God knows you need this pruning. He knows that you need life and you need it more abundantly. He knows that you need His Son who gives you life. He knows that you need this pruning. And this pruning will keep you in the Word. It will keep you attached, abiding in, remaining in Jesus. Therefore, as forgiven branches, yes, Kendall, you too are a forgiven branch. You will bear much fruit, Jesus says. Notice He says you will bear much fruit, not some fruit, not little fruit, much fruit. You will bear spiritual fruit. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These fruits, dear friends, are the natural results of abiding in, being connected to Jesus, being fed and nourished by Jesus. These are the fruits of the Spirit. If you happen to be in an adult Bible class this morning, I gave you a living proof of a person who is a disciple of God by the fruit that she bears in her life. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll let you ask someone who is in Bible class. Yes, she and you and I, we abide in Jesus. And we do that so that we may produce results. Jesus continues, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is he that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. Branches, Christians that do not abide, do not remain in Jesus. They cannot bear fruit. Therefore, they will have no love. They will have no joy. They will have no peace. They will have no patience or kindness or goodness or faithfulness or gentleness. And they will especially have no control. A branch like this is not bearing the fruits of the Spirit. And therefore, God himself says that he, the vine dresser, the tiller, God the Father, it is he who will cut you off, and you will never be grafted back in again. Rather, you will fall to the ground, and you will die and wither, and you will be thrown into hellfire, and there you will burn forever and ever. That is the law of this text this morning. If you remain in the vine, you will live. But if you choose to turn away from the vine, if you yourself choose to abide in the world, to remain and live according to the world standards, you're not being fed. You're not being nourished. You're not receiving the love of Christ or his forgiveness. You will be cut off. And that's our warning this morning to Kendall. And that's our warning to each and every one of you. Refusing to partake in the means of grace. Refusing to hear the word. Refusing to bear these fruits of the Spirit. Yes, it can happen. I've seen it happen. Faith can die. And if faith dies, the person dies. Because they are no longer living, receiving from the life-giving vine from Jesus. If you abide in me, Jesus says, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you prove to be my disciple. To remain connected to Jesus as a forgiving branch means that you will receive. What will you receive? Well, you'll receive all that you pray for. Yes, Jesus is talking about prayer here. But prayer, my friends, is in accordance with God's will, not in accordance with our will. A dead branch cannot pray. Therefore, a dead branch will pray for what he wants or what she wants. They won't be praying to the Trinity. They'll be praying to me, myself, and I. But a living branch will pray. And that living branch will pray that his will be done, which you will hear in a couple of moments. We pray that his will be done. And therefore, when we pray, we will receive. We will receive by listening and repeating the words that he speaks and the words that he teaches. We receive since our hearts and our desires are one in accord with him. Therefore, when you are connected, when you are attached, when you are abiding in the vine, your prayer is heard in heaven, and it will be done for you. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks be to the vine. Kendall, you see that being connected to the vine, abiding in Jesus, will change your life forever. Yes, when you pray, thy will be done, it will be done. When you desire to be in his presence and hear his forgiveness by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are in his presence. You are abiding in him, and he does forgive. And yes, in your life, you will be pruned. You will have hardships and trials and temptations, and yes, there may even be suffering. A physical affliction that we would not pray for anyone, but God brings these things into our lives so that we will focus upon the cross, so that our focus will be upon the vine. And in that, we know that we are connected to the vine. For even in our suffering, we know that when we come and confess our sins, His forgiveness is right and true. And then we hear those words, "Peace be with you." Yes, His peace is with you and with all of you. For Jesus says it, and His word is true. So, my friends, as we close, today, you, His dear branches, will come to His altar. You'll come and stand here at His table. You'll hear His word, and you'll receive His body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Today, dear branches, you're being fed. You're being nourished so that you will live and so that you can bear much fruit. Today, He reassures you. He reassures you that you are connected to Him, and you're connected to Him forever and ever, because today He is present. Yes, the vine is present. Jesus, your Savior, is present here to give to you, body and blood for the remission, the forgiveness of all your sin. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.